What if people with type 1 diabetes had the power to manage their condition without finger sticks? To always know their glucose levels and where they're heading with just a glance at their smart device? To customize alerts and alarms to help keep them in range? All this knowledge powered by a small wearable. Introducing the Dexcom G6. Make knowledge your superpower. For a list of compatible smart devices, visit dexcom.com/compatibility. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G6 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions.
Welcome into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline, the interactive radio network program with the latest in high-tech products and services and the experts who bring them to you. This is Into Tomorrow. Here's Dave Graveline.
For the weekend of June 22nd, 2018, you're tuned into Tomorrow. In the control room, Erasmo, we've got Fausto this week, H working out of New York. We got Cameron in the studio with us as well. Hey, Cam.
It's June 22nd weekend.
And you know what that means? We're smack in the middle of having just begun our very...
The Cool Into Tomorrow Hot Summer Giveaway.
We've got a whole bunch of cool prizes for you. For example, all you need to do is call in and participate on the show, by the way. We'll give you the numbers. Stay tuned. Stand by. But if you want to help another listener, you've got a question about tech, we can solve any digital dilemma for you. Maybe you just want to share your favorite app these days. That's all you need to do to win some of these cool things, like...
From HZO, we've got several HZO-protected Motorola Bluetooth headphones.
Ah, very good. Cedar Electronics. With the Escort Max 360C, this is the first driver alert system for the connected car worth $700. And a Cobra Dual View HD dash cam view system with eye radar worth $230. Lots of cool stuff for you.
From Moto, we've got a JetJet Ultra, a couple of those, world's smallest streaming drones.
From SF Planet, oh man, did they send a box full of stuff that you wouldn't believe. Like, for example, a Foss Power IPX7 waterproof speaker, a couple of them. We've got a couple of Fossman ultrasonic aromatherapy oil diffusers, ooh, with remote controls, and a Fossman ultra-thin indoor HD TV antenna, 50-mile range. They sent a couple of those as well. A lot of cool stuff from SF Planet.
And Bentiv has sent things like MagDock 360 magnetic car mount for phones, a Wallport RK2300 quick charge enabled wall charger with two USB ports.
Yeah, and a bunch of other stuff too. WeBoost, you got problem with your cell phone reception? How about a drive sleek cell phone signal booster? We got four of those they sent at $200 a pop. And a Drive 4GX cell phone signal booster for your car. Three of those at $480 value each.
Lots of stuff from Pure, like wireless earbuds, portable chargers, sync cables for Apple Lightning devices, and charging stations that you can charge four devices at once.
And all you need to do to win these things is...
call in win stuff.
And what number would they call?
800-899-INTO. That's 800-899-4686.
Art in Chicago, Illinois. Now get this. He listens on the iHeartRadio app to our affiliate in Fairbanks, Alaska, KFBX. And calls in and joins us from Chicago. I like the connection there. Cool. It's kind of a long, roundabout way, but he's joining us. Love it.
I'm calling to ask if there's some way to manage memory on a Android phone. I just have lots of memory issues. It's a Samsung Galaxy S4 running Android 4.4.
Boy, as I get older, I have lots of memory issues too, Art. I can absolutely relate. I understand. But what kind of memory problems are you actually having? If you're talking about RAM, there are app killers that will try to get your phone to run more smoothly. You can try something like Auto Memory Manager that will let you set how aggressive you want the app to be, and it lets you set custom memory allowances. If you don't mind spending a few bucks, you can try Android Memory Toolbox. This one will kill tasks, clear caches, clear history, and let you know what's eating up your memory. But the $5 price tag is a little off-putting for many people.
An app that has been around forever and has a lot of fans is Advanced Task Killer.
I use it.
It'll show you what's running and let you select and kill apps. It's simple, but many people swear by it. The thing is, Android 4.4 lets you do that from its own settings. So at most, it's just a shortcut these days. Auto Task Killer will do the same for you, but it will just run in the background and kill apps as it deems necessary, so your input won't be needed. Now, what symptoms are you seeing? Android should be managing its memory pretty well without outside help these days.
Now, if you're simply running out of storage, then take inventory of what's using up all your space. It's really going to be one of two things, most likely apps or videos. It could be music if you really love music, have bought a lot of songs and downloaded them all to your phone, but 99 times out of 100, it's going to be either apps or downloaded videos because they're huge. If it's anything other than apps, the only option you have is to decide which things you don't need, that you don't need with you, of course, all the time on your phone, and just delete them. If it is apps, then you're looking for an App2SD program. Your Galaxy S4 supports microSD card expansion, so first you'll need to have one of those cards installed. Then you visit the Google Play Store and search for App2SD. There are a few of them now, so be sure to check the reviews. You want to see one that has lots of downloads, lots of reviews, mostly positive at least, that don't sound like people were paid to write them or that it's their own app developer team. App Manager 3 is another one listed as AppMGR111, or III, right, for three Roman numerals. And App2SD, that's the original. Those are the two that came up when we searched.
These apps will let you install other apps on your expansion SD card memory and not the phone's internal storage. So that, in turn, can buy you some space. So good luck.
Yeah, let us know, Art, what ends up working for you. Now, a lot of times, and it's one of the things we hadn't yet mentioned, Chris nor myself, is rebooting your phone. It's a healthy thing to do, just like rebooting your desktop or laptop computer if it's something that you normally just run and let run all the time. It clears up problems and it clears up memory. In many cases, that'll help. A lot of folks say, wow, I haven't really rebooted my phone in months. Well, I do it like once a week at least. It's a healthy thing to do. Let it clear out some of the stuff, clears out the RAM, and just get you going better. Ron in San Francisco, California, listens on KLIV 1590 AM. Hey, Ron, welcome into tomorrow.
I have a question about Google Fi. It's the new Google cell phone service. It's a prepaid service using the Nexus phones. From what I've read about it, it sounds like the service is very good. It's low cost. The only possible downside is that you have to use the Nexus phones. I have a contract now with a major carrier, and I'm thinking of switching to prepaid. So I'd like to learn about what your comments are about Google Fi. Thank you very much.
Well, that's our pleasure, and we're glad to try to help you out, Ron. Google Fi is a pretty good deal. You pay $20 for unlimited calls and texts with zero data. Then you pay $10 on top of that for each gigabyte of data that you use. If you end up using 3.5 gigabyte at the end of the month, you don't pay for the 4 gigabytes. You get refunded for the 0.5 gigabytes you didn't use. The phone, including its data plan, work abroad, but data speeds will be kept at 256K. You can also use your phone number on your computer or tablets, which is very handy. 90% of the time, you'll end up using your phone anyway, but that one day your phone dies and your computer rings when someone calls you, you'll think it's pretty nifty. All calls can be routed through Wi-Fi rather than towers, so if you're somewhere with bad reception but good Wi-Fi, you'll be able to make calls. In fact, Wi-Fi is the first choice for the phone. If you can't use Wi-Fi, then it'll try to route the call through T-Mobile or Sprint's network. You can get a 5X, for example, for $199. That's a good price.
And the network is not as extensive as you may find from other companies. Not even all of California is covered, though you should be fine in San Francisco. The East Coast is mostly covered, but the Midwest is not very Google Fi friendly. Mm-hmm. If you stick to big cities, you'll probably be okay, but check their map before you decide if the service is right for you. Having Wi-Fi as a call routing option is great. Needing Wi-Fi as a call routing option everywhere you go is not so great. If you don't use a ton of data, though, it's a pretty interesting service, and you're likely to get better data speeds than if you go with another low-cost competitor, since Google wants you to be online.
Yeah, that's true. Now, there is a potential negative here. If you use Google Voice with the account you intend to use Fi with, your options become to make your Google Fi number your old Google Voice number, or to lose the Google Voice number. You can request to have it transferred to another Google account, but if you regularly use a Google Voice number that you don't want associated with the Google Fi phone, that may be a problem for you. So it's kind of fee-fi-fo-fum at that point.
This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you by the OWC Thunderblade. For the creative professional who needs the absolute fastest storage with transfer speeds up to 2,800 megabytes per second, Learn more at owcdigital.com.
Now, into tomorrow's favorite app of the week. What's your favorite app?
And we love it when you, our audience, tells us your favorite app, as Mike in Alberta, Canada, who listens to Into Tomorrow every week on Stitcher. And we love you for it, Mike, calling in using the free Into Tomorrow app, is going to share his favorite app these days. Mike?
I wanted to share with your listeners an app that I found very useful. It's called MediSafe. And what it does is it helps you organize your meds that you take regularly. It's available in Android and Apple platforms, and it is free. The main feature I like about it is that the app offers you a simple list with graphics of the meds you're taking, so you can share that with your medical professionals. The other thing that I use the most is the reminder portion. Tells you when in the day to take these meds, and also, if you haven't, it'll remind you again. Another part to that is it syncs up with a smartwatch, so your watch will also remind you. If perchance you're not at home or unavailable to take the meds, you can do a snooze or do what I do and set a reminder when I'm in the home area. This just adds that much more versatility to this application. In addition, MediSafe can contact your pharmacy for refills and remind you of upcoming doctor's appointments. Other features is the library of drugs related to the information to help you deal with multiple prescriptions and any interactions that may occur. Overall, this is a great app for people that take many medicines and allow them to keep it organized.
Well, thank you, Mike. We appreciate that. MediSafe, M-E-D-I, safe, is his recommendation. And, of course, we want to hear what your favorite app is, 800-899-INTO, anytime.
In today's connected world, high-speed internet is a necessity. Luckily, where you live no longer means missing out on a fast connection. Do what we did and get HughesNet, America's number one choice for satellite internet. HughesNet Gen 5 delivers the speed you need where you live. Own a business? HughesNet has plans for you too. Text RADIO to 35,000 for offers in your area. That's RADIO to 35,000. HughesNet, high-speed satellite internet available where you live and work.
Next week, you don't want to miss our coverage of CE Week from New York City.
Yeah, we're going to be talking to all sorts of people there about all sorts of stuff.
And we'll even have videos.
We will. I've already been told I got to pack the camera gear, so I guess I'll pack the camera gear happily and bring you the video coverage of that as well.
Good. And in the meantime, call us anytime 24/7 with any consumer tech issues, digital dilemmas, help for another listener, whatever, and win prizes during our cool Into Tomorrow hot summer giveaway. That number would be
800-899-INTO. That's 800-899-4686.
Sonny in Chicago, Illinois, welcome Into Tomorrow.
I have an iPhone 5, and it usually dies sometime before 10%, before it reaches 0. In between 0 and 10, my iPhone dies. I've heard that it's because using third-party cords can mess up your battery, and I'd like to know if that's true. It was something about the voltage.
Well, Sonny, given that the iPhone 5 hasn't been made in a few years, it's likely that your battery is just getting old. I mean, while Apple and some other manufacturers might want to blame other things, it's often not just a cord that causes a problem.
Yeah, and I had the same problem before I went to the 6, and I never could explain it. I mean, when my battery would get sometimes below like 13, 12%.
That's right, because you had an iPhone 5 until like a week ago.
Yeah,
even,
so, you know, I would get to 13, 12%. It would shut off. It would, you know, sometimes it would go all the way down to 1 and then die, but most of the time it was around, 10 to 13%.
So just like what Sonny was experiencing.
Yeah, my phone would just shut off.
Wow. I guess it was saying, hey, you're getting so low on battery, we're going to help you and just turn off.
Yeah, probably.
a lot of good it does, yeah. But yeah, great Apple iPhone 5.
So, but you know, if it is the case that your battery's getting old, you can replace it, but it'll cost you a good percentage of what a new phone would cost.
Mm.
So look at your options and see if that actually makes sense. You can find batteries online if you're willing to do the swap yourself. Now, that will save you some money, but it'll require some work. Those batteries are not really meant to be user-replaceable.
Yeah, you notice there's no door for a battery compartment or anything, so you've really got to be taking your phone apart and be very careful. But you can, as Chris mentioned, save some money. There's a chance that this is just being caused by a software glitch even. Now, if that's the case, things may go back to normal if you restore the phone. That may be worth a try. No one likes to have to restore a phone, but no one likes spending money on a new battery that doesn't fix the problem either. So it's probably worth a try before you spend any money. Terrence in Anchorage, Alaska, welcome into Tomorrow.
I would really like to find a phone that's not made in China, with a battery that's not made in China.
Oh, boy.
That uses something other than Windows, Apple, iOS, or Android.
Whoa.
Is there any such phone? Also, I found a phone only available in the European Union. I believe, I can't think of the call sign for it now, but it runs Ubuntu. And I was wondering, why isn't it available here? Don't know if that's a private thing or a legality thing. Anyway, thank you.
Wow. Interesting qualifications there, Terrence. The real answers as to why the Ubuntu phone is not available here is because there's virtually no interest in the phone anywhere, believe it or not. Even in Europe, they barely sell. And that's a fully unlocked phone for under $200. Go figure. The truth is that the phone specs were underwhelming even when it was announced a few years ago, and they're even worse now. And the operating system itself may be great, but users are basically sentencing themselves to owning a fancier feature phone since no one but themselves is going to bother adapting their apps to yet another uninteresting platform.
You know, Terrence, it would have been easier to ask us to find a wife for you or something.
And we've had people do that, too. It's like, you know, help me there. Match.com isn't working, but good point.
Yeah, but as for phones not made in China and not running iOS, Android, or Windows, the toughest part will be the OS. There are some phones that are still not always made in China. The problem is that as far as manufacturers are concerned, phones are made where they're made and no one cares. So you may get a Brazilian iPhone, we've heard of Foxconn factories setting up there, or a Korean Samsung Note 4, they have factories actually set up in the DMZ. But for the most part, you get what you get, and volume and odds alone make it far more likely your phone to come out of China.
Yeah, true. Now, if you're really set on getting a phone that won't come from China and won't use any mainstream operating system, OS, though, your options are basically this, a few.
Yeah, we live in a globalized world. You may have to surrender and accept that we have largely chosen to use a workforce in China that is treated very nearly as slaves rather than have to put up with higher prices for our products.
Yeah.
This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you in part by HughesNet, high-speed satellite internet available wherever you live or work. Text the word radio to 35,000 for more information. That's, again, that's text radio to 35,000.
Stephen in Fairbanks, Alaska, listening on News Radio 970 KFBX. And we love you for this, Stephen, calling in via the free Into Tomorrow app.
I was calling wondering what you guys would recommend for a good cell phone signal booster. Now, we live off the grid, so it would have to be something of lower wattage.
Ah, well, I got you. Well, Steve, in terms of signal boosters, going online to find one may be your best bet because they tend to be more affordable, and getting a high-quality one is probably really important in your case because you're living off the grid, as you say. Wilson Electronics, for example, offers a few signal boosters that run a bit high in price but may be totally worth your time and effort and money. The Wilson Electronics DT4G for a small home or office is actually listed as a best-selling item on Amazon. It will work with all major cell phone carriers and comes with an instructional video even, which is really handy for smooth and easy setup. Installation can be a bit tricky, requires users to be meticulous in placement of an inside and outside antenna. But with a 30-day money-back guarantee, plus with that instructional video, you really can't go wrong, and it's very helpful. The signal booster runs about $330 on Amazon.
So if you're looking for something a bit less pricey, you can look at some of the ones from ZBoost. The ZBoost ZB545 Soho, it's a signal booster. that comes in various prices depending on the square footage of your home. For example, at 750 square feet, it'll cost about $204, and at 10,000 square feet, it'll cost about $330, the same price as the Wilson Electronics one specialized for home small homes and offices.
Ah, now, we're not sure what carrier is providing your service, but you also might want to consider heading over to their nearest store, or at least their website, and checking out what signal boosters they have and recommend. The last thing you'd want is to purchase a signal booster that doesn't work for your phone. So be safe and check out specifics on all these products before you jump the gun.
Yeah, and as far as living off the grid, we're not quite sure what that means regarding your power source. If you mean that you run on solar or wind power with batteries for storage, then you'd be pleased to know that these kind of devices don't really draw an enormous amount of power.
There you go. And stay tuned for others that might be able to call in and shed some additional light for you. 800-899-INTO. That's 800-899-4686. And we'll meet you, of course, at intotomorrow.com.
The national debt is now over $20 trillion. What's next? Rising inflation, drops in the dollar's value, some experts say another crash is coming. What will be left of your investments for your children and grandchildren? We know you can fight this, not with stocks or bonds, but with gold and silver coins and an IRA from Augusta Precious Metals. During periods of great volatility, precious metals regularly outperform stocks because they're a true wealth asset that have real value. During the three-year recovery period after the crash of 08, the Dow only went up 3.5%, while gold more than doubled in price. Call 855-662 6533 and learn how an IRA backed by physical gold and silver can hedge against inflation and build a true legacy for your family. Regain control of your financial destiny and call Augusta Precious Metals at 855-662-6533. That's 855-662-6533. As in any investment, the price of gold and silver may fluctuate over time and you could lose money. Check with financial and legal advisors.
Printers, autonomous cars, the latest wearables, 4K Ultra HD TVs. Arguably, they're all hot and sexy, but are they all gotta-haves for this year, or will you wait a bit? Share your thoughts with us here on Into Tomorrow, and we share them with the world. I'm Dave Graveline. Thanks for joining us. More importantly, actually joining us is helpful because you make the show. Let us hear you on the air. You get to hear us, right? It's only fair. And you can do that anytime, by the way, 24/7, anytime you've got a digital dilemma. Maybe you've got a question about something you heard on the show, or maybe you just have a concern about anything involving consumer tech. We want to hear from you. 1-800-899-INTO. Anytime, 24/7. Toll free in North America. You can Skype into that number from anywhere in the world. Again, 800-899-4686. Or even gooder, yes, I'm a talk show host and I just said gooder. You can use the audio option on our free Into Tomorrow app. Just search those two words, Into Tomorrow, in your favorite app store. And then use that audio option to let us hear you. And then fabulous prizes are on your way. Lots of cool things from many of our guests and sponsors and other friends of the program that we love to share with you. And all you have to do is participate. Our next guest joins us from a company specializing in high sound quality headphones and other cool audio accessories. The founder of Bigger Audio, which is B-I-G-R, pronounced Bigger Audio, is Rich, Big Rich Brocky. Rich, welcome into Tomorrow. How are you?
Good, Dave. How are you doing today?
Pretty good. I don't know if that's an opinion or a nice nickname, but Big Rich, we're glad to have you on the show.
I'll take it.
Okay, one way or another. So now I'm looking at your website, which is bigraudio.com, and the first thing I'm seeing are looks like some sort of a wearable device that looks like a speaker.
Yeah, so we came out with a product called Wrist Boom not too long ago, and the idea behind it was people today are going into more wearable electronics and wearable technology, and Everybody wants to have a watch that, you know, tells their heart rate, tells what time it is, tells you who's calling, and, you know, your text messages and download your emails, et cetera, et cetera.
Cook breakfast for you, the whole bit.
Yeah. Yeah. We decided that we wanted to go simple and fun. So what we developed in WristBoom is a 2-watt speaker, lithium ion rechargeable battery system that works off of Bluetooth. Very simple, very easy to use, and most importantly, it sounds great.
And it tells the time?
Well, if you ask it to, it might.
Oh, I see. Or the fact that at least you have a speaker that's no doubt connected to your smartphone or tablet, and if it comes from there, sure, it'll tell you the time through the speaker.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, what, what I'm thinking is cool is it's a plethora, a rainbow of colors as well. So you can really be styling in whatever your favorite color is.
Exactly. Yeah, the once again, the idea was just to make something that's fun. And that works good and just does what it's supposed to do.
And how much does this fun cost?
You know, we retail those online at $39.
Oh, that's very affordable to have a 2-watt speaker on your wrist. I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah. And not only is it a speaker, but it also has an inline mic. So while you're out walking, jogging, working in the garden, working on your car, you get a phone call on your phone and your, let's say your hands are full or hands are dirty. You just tap the button on the side of the wrist phone and it now switches over to your phone mode.
I love it. So it's really handy in multiple ways. And first of all, the fact that you called it wrist boom, I think is pretty cool too.
Thanks. Yeah, no, we were trying to come up with something somewhat catchy, but once again, it also, it's a good speaker. It puts out a lot of sound for a very, very small space. So it has a boom.
I'm going to, touche. I'm going to have to hold you to that until you send us a couple of maybe for giveaway. I won't put you on the spot on the air, but at least we'll see how booming it is, I hope.
I have no problem doing that.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Fair enough.
No, it's holiday time's coming up.
Yeah.
You never know.
What a great stocking stuffer, too. We do a whole lot of things this time of year and in the next couple of months where we recommend some great tech stocking stuffers. And it seems to me that a wrist boom is certainly one of those. It would certainly fit in that category. In addition, I'm guessing, to some headphones and stuff. But that's kind of a neat product that's very different. And probably for the techie in your life that already has everything else, I bet they don't have a wrist boom yet.
Well, I hope they do soon.
Okay, I got to give you that one now, too. Good point. It says here that you're a serial entrepreneur and inventor. What the heck does that mean? And we don't mean the kind you eat for breakfast, apparently.
Yeah, no, I haven't made any cereal yet.
Okay.
But no, I've been developing products in the audio category for probably close to 20 years now.
Hmm.
Everything from flat panel speaker technology to wireless FM transmitters to one of the first TFT screens for the iPod when it came out with video. If you've ever seen the zippered carry case speaker dock with Apple with the 30-pin docking systems,
mm-hmm.
We developed that technology.
Uh-huh.
And then, you know, over the years, I've kind of moved into different ideas and different categories and have always kind of liked the environmental technologies and had been working on developing a headphone system that, you know, basically was environmentally friendly and sounded good and was comfortable and, once again, easy to use.
Well, other than being too loud for somebody sitting next to you, how would headphones not already be environmentally conscious? Or are you talking about the products that you use to make them?
Yeah, typically, you know, most everything is made out of plastic.
Mm,
so gotcha. What we decided to do was go into and develop a wood headphone and a metal headphone.
Oh, cool.
And then on the headbands, instead of using a so-called virgin plastics, we looked at using a little bit more recycled plastics into our product as well. And then on top of that, you know, going away from the traditional plastic or cardboard packaging, we decided to go towards bamboo. and almost make it into a collector's item slash gift that you're going to want to keep the box, and you're definitely want to get in. Headphones.
Yeah. Oh, for it sounds like not only being environmentally conscious, which is cool in and of itself, but the fact is, like you say, now you've got something that makes it even more unique, and you want to keep it. Am I reading this correctly on your site? Bruce Lee custom headphones. What the heck is that?
Yeah. So you know, a couple years back, we did a meeting with the Bruce Lee Foundation and developed a Bruce Lee styled headphone. And we looked at all the elements of Bruce Lee as to not only who he is and what he is, but who the man was. And just came up with a unique design that was simple and pure and clean and sounds good. It sounds great.
Maybe it's the old radio DJ in me, but I can't help but go here. Is this so you can kick back and enjoy your tunes? If not, I just gave you a great marketing line. So,
you know, I may have to borrow that.
You're more than welcome. Just stick the Into Tomorrow logo on your headphones as well, and we'll be fine. We'll be no problem. But I'm liking that. I mean, they look very cool on your site. So right away, there's just something else that's different about what Bigger Audio is doing, making audio more fun.
Well, so when you're talking about making something look different, we're actually in the process right now of developing a website where you can go in and personally customize your headphones.
Oh, I'm loving that. So you really could put the Into Tomorrow logo or whatever you want, your picture or something, on a pair of headphones.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, on the wood headphones, we've developed a series where you can go in and do laser engraving.
Nice.
And you can laser engrave logos, your name, you want to do a slogan, whatever you want on the headphones themselves.
I'm seeing like a favorite sports team or something of that sort. What a cool idea.
Yeah. You know, not only for that, but, you know, I've done headphones for wedding gifts, you know, for weddings, for corporate companies that want to promote their brand and do it in a way that get seen.
I love it. Boy, we should talk further then, because maybe we can do some sort of a cross promotion giveaway thing, whatever. We'll talk because I like your thoughts here about just being different and being unique. And it makes not only your products more fun, but your company stand out more. And by that, I mean Bigger Audio, but also anyone else's company who might want to say, yeah, let's do something custom and let's do some nice giveaways for the holidays with our logo or something. There's some pretty great ideas, and we invite you to visit BIGRAudio.com, BiggerAudio.com. We'll get you there, too, when you visit us at IntoTomorrow.com. Big Rich, you and your team are into some fun things, and we want to make sure and get you back on because there's certainly more to talk about.
Absolutely. I appreciate it.
By all means, it's our pleasure. Again, Bigger Audio, BIGRAudio.com, and IntoTomorrow.com. We'll get you there. I'm Dave Graveline. We continue right here on the Advanced Media Network.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. That's 800-281-4224.
The Internet of Things, cars, homes, offices, shipping containers, shopping carts, clothes, devices, everything. It's certainly fascinating. Do you have any questions about IoT? Well, we at Into Tomorrow are here to help. I'm Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline.
If you've got a question, a concern, a digital dilemma that we can help solve for you, we want to hear you. That's the key. We're predominantly radio, of course. We do get the occasional emails, and we'll share those questions and answers with you. But calling is what qualifies you for our great prizes, including all the cool stuff in our annual Into Tomorrow Hot Summer giveaway. Bob in El Paso, Texas, listens online. Hey, Bob, welcome into tomorrow.
Dave, I'm thinking of getting an Amazon Echo, and I want to know what the benefits are of an Amazon Echo versus Siri on my phone or even Google Now. Could you give me a response on what's the best application or best device to use this voice-activated feature on the Internet?
Well, Bob, I think we'd have to find out first what you intend to use Echo for, because an Echo is not really a Siri or Google Now replacement by any means. Amazon makes the Echo as a speaker with a built-in smart assistant called Alexa, which we could name her ourselves, but it's Alexa, that it hopes will become the center of a smart home hub. That may or may not work. Some products already work with Echo, and right now some smart home product companies seem to have their own hub that doesn't necessarily play nice with anybody else's. So short term, some smart home products do work with Echo, most notably some SmartThings and Insteon products. Some do not. Long term, who knows? A way in which Echo is significantly better than Siri and Google Now is that it sounds better. The volume actually goes up to 11 for those times when you feel like playing the Spinal Tap soundtrack.
Alexa, Echo's assistant, is reasonably competent for what you can expect of a digital assistant, but obviously don't expect too much. Echo can also play Pandora, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, and others. Not surprisingly, you can use Echo to buy things on Amazon, listen to Audible books, which of course is owned by Amazon, get weather information, and set alarms. Now, frankly, compared to Siri and Google Now, it pretty much wins in sounding better and being able to hear you from farther away, but that's about it. A digital assistant is far less useful when it's not in your pocket and always within reach, and Echo's Alexa has to tell you things. It can't pop up a graphic to show you the chance of rain for the coming week, or a grid with the movies playing around you so you can watch the trailer or tap to buy tickets.
Yeah, and while they may be doing something like that in the future to connect it to the nearby large screen or something, well, then you still have to have it turned on, and is that really effective? And again, nothing beats you have it right there in your pocket or right next to you in arm's reach.
Right, I'm waiting for the holographic model.
You'll be waiting a while.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, then. But Amazon hopes it will lead you to buy more stuff from them, as Chris mentioned, and that you'll use it to turn on your smart lights, which you can buy from Amazon, amazingly enough. Buy it if you want, A smart home controller that's always listening, or B, you want a $180 speaker that can get pretty loud. By all accounts, sounds pretty decent, and as an extra sort of somewhat useful feature, it has a smart assistant that we suspect you'll likely forget about most of the time.
As for what the best voiced assistant is, the truth is that it's whichever one you find the most useful. That probably means that it will be the one on whatever smartphone you use, since they're all fairly comparable and you always have your phone on you wherever you are.
Yeah, good point. So, Bob, I hope we've been of some assistance there. Let us know.
This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you by the OWC Thunderblade. For the creative professional who needs the absolute fastest storage with transfer speeds up to 2,800 megabytes per second, learn more at owcdigital.com.
John in Stevensville, Michigan, listens on News Talk Sports FM 94.9 WSJM.
I am blind, and I really enjoy listening to music, but my receiver is not very accessible to me. Is there any type of receiver maybe that is voice controlled or anything like that?
Well, John, there are some radios specifically designed to be more accessible without the use of sight. The Insignia Narrator Advanced HD radio, for example, is one of them. It'll cost you about $99, but it's not voice controlled. Instead, it works by letting the users know what buttons they're pressing or what functions they're accessing. Our own Into Tomorrow branded HD radios have that same function, but they're small, so you'll probably want to connect them to more powerful speakers if you want to listen to music, for example.
Another option that may be useful to you could be to use your smartphone to play your music. Both Apple and Android let you use your voice to select music. With Apple's music service, you can call up just about any song you want, or if you'd rather not pay for as a subscription, you can ask it to play stations for you. On both Apple and Android, you can request songs stored on the phone, and on Android, some third-party apps will let you start stations using your voice. Ironically enough, these little glass bricks have become more low-vision accessible than most devices with individual buttons.
Yeah, hope that helps. Check us all out at intotomorrow.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-523-9112. That's 800-523-9112. Again, 800-523-9112.
Nothing is as constant as change, and that certainly describes the tech world. Well, we here at Into Tomorrow are here to help you with any consumer tech issues.
This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you by the Dexcom G6 Continuous Glucose Monitoring System. Make knowledge your superpower. Visit Dexcom.com.
Michael in San Jose, California, for example, listens on KLIV 1590 AM, Silicon Valley News. Hey, Michael.
I got a small phone. The model is A as Apple, 320T as Texas. The manufacturer is Lenovo. I was wondering which U.S. carrier would provide service for this type of smartphone. When I power on the smartphone, it says a 4G LTE cell phone. That's all I know about it. Please help me.
Well, Michael, we're happy to help you. Now, assuming your phone is unlocked, it should be able to run just fine on any GSM network since the Lenovo A320T is a quad-band GSM phone. Now, that means that it should work with AT&T, T-Mobile, many smaller local companies as well. However, there is a big caveat. The Lenovo A320T may say 4G LTE phone, but that means very little. There are different bands used for LTE. The A320T can use bands 38, 39, and 40. Those are known as TDD LTE bands, and they're not used by any provider in the U.S. So basically, if you take the phone to Colombia or Nigeria or Brazil, for example, you're all set. But in the U.S., you're not likely to get LTE service.
Yeah, most major U.S. carriers are using bands 2, 4, 5, 12, 13, 17, 25, 26, and 41.
Yes, we measured them all.
Yes. And most minor carriers are just renting the big guys' networks. So that's what you'll most likely have available to you in your area. You can also check willmyphonework.net. They should be able to show you networks that support your phone. And of course, we'll have links for you at intotomorrow.com.
Yep, where you can hear all 3 hours, by the way, and get social with us.